It's Monday, November 28th, 2011.
Looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Happy, Happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning into this, the 8th annual Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Set the halls with bottles of party.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head. That's a fantastic song right back there. That's Lightning Love from Michigan State doing the song A Town of Glass from the Suburban Sprawl Holiday Sampler 2010. That's last year's Suburban Sprawl Holiday Sampler. They've released one of these every year for the last several years, and I put some music on several years ago on one of the earlier Suburban Sprawl Holiday Samplers, but this year I decided to really dig in, and I downloaded all the different, you know, I hadn't actually downloaded them all the years past. So I downloaded all the ones that exist. They haven't released one for 2011 yet. And listen to them. It's tons and tons of music. Each one of these has maybe they're like two discs, and it's like 30 or 40 songs of Christmas music by lots of indie pop bands and stuff. It's fantastic, like that song right there by Lightning Love. Really good. And there's a bunch of good songs. I would say on average there's about 10 good songs from each year. So It's all free, so there's really no reason not to download it. Look for links to this and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can find links to download Lightning Love's Town of Glass that you just heard. And actually, we're going to hear another song by Lightning Love. That's how much I like Lightning Love. So we're going to hear another song. This one's called Winter Once Again. And then after Winter Once Again by Lightning Love, we're going to hear Will Yates, also from Michigan, with his song The Snowpocalypse, which is a pretty good song. I remember last year there was like a bunch of stuff about snowpocalypse. Anyway, it's funny. And they're both from the Suburban Sprawl Holiday Sampler 2009. So you can download 2007, 8, 9, 10. Maybe they'll come out with one for 2011. They just haven't yet. Anyway, it's all good stuff. I could have just done a whole episode of just stuff from these samplers. That's how good they are. So if you like these songs, definitely going to want to check out all of it for free. So here it is, without further ado, Lightning Love with Winter Once Again and Will Yates with The Snowpocalypse. Right now on this all Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Today, don't know how, but they got it. Never swam in a lake, don't understand ice cream. They're Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. All will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Here we are, as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us. All will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry I'm
New rule, someone needs to explain to the Republicans that Ebenezer Scrooge is supposed to be the bad guy. And before conservatives start whining about another war on Christmas, they must admit they hate everything about Christmas. Because brotherhood, goodwill toward men, and especially charity make their skin crawl. Michelle Bachmann proposed cutting huge holes in the federal safety net, demonstrating a total misunderstanding of the concept of a net. Here's what she said.
Self-reliance means if anyone will not work, neither should he eat.
Merry Christmas to you too, crazy lady. Yeah, that's the first thing I think whenever self-reliance comes up. Punishment by starvation. Honestly, who can hear that statement and not think of Scrooge, who in A Christmas Carol suggests that if the poor don't want to go to the workhouse, they should get on with dying as a service to population control. Now, if Herman Cain said that at a Republican debate, he would get a standing ovation. Newt Gingrich refers to Obama as the food stamp president because Obama doesn't want children to starve to death, fucking commie. Mitt Romney says we should let all the people about to lose their homes lose them, and they can just become renters. Ownership society? Meet no pets, no waterbeds. Mitt said the same thing a few years ago when the automobile industry was tottering. Let it die. I find it ironic that Republicans have such disdain for the lazy, and yet their solution to every problem is do nothing. Their answer to wealth inequality? Do nothing. Healthcare? Do nothing. Climate change? Nothing. Racism? Doesn't exist. For a group of people so head over heels in love with self-reliance, they sure do recommend a lot of sitting on their ass. If A Christmas Carol was performed by the Tea Party Dramatic Society, it would be a cautionary tale about how the hero, Scrooge, a blameless job creator, is turned into a socialist through the corrupting influence of Tiny Tim. And the play would end with a simple plaintive question from Mr. Scrooge. Just how much of my wealth does Mr. Tim think he's entitled to?
All right, let me catch up here a little bit. Back a little while ago, we heard two songs by She and Him from their Very She and Him Christmas. Just came out this year. Great stuff. We heard Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas songs, and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, a great Christmas song, though the original, I think, is kind of always the best, and no one seems to be able to cover that song better than the original. But I did like She and Him's take on it. It's pretty good. And the whole album, very good. It's that sort of low-key, a little more acoustic than their normal, more produced sound. But I thought it worked really well. Great album. Everyone's going to... You probably already have that one. Like, you know, that one's kind of gotten a lot of play because it's awesome and She and Him are great and everything. Okay. Speaking of things I loved, after She and Him, we heard a cover of Just Like Christmas, probably my all-time favorite Christmas song, by Low. But there, it was covered by a band called Alp, who's either from Sweden or the UK. Hard to get a read on that. Couldn't really tell. But you can download that song for free. And I like what they did with the Low version. They basically took the Low version as a sample and then added stuff to it. I thought it was a kind of a charming lo-fi cover. Followed, of course, by what we just heard, which was a very non-lo-fi, overproduced sound from the Pet Shop Boys right there. I do love how distinctly Pet Shop Boys sounding that song is. It's like, at first, it kind of sounds like Mannheim Steamroller. Like, that beginning is a little too much. But then, when he starts singing, you're like, oh my god, this is just the Pet Shop Boys. It sounds just like the Pet Shop Boys. And then when they rehash the part that was at the beginning that sounded too much at the beginning, then it kind of works. Like later on in the song, I feel like it works. Ultimately, it's a really good song. So I'm very holiday cheery about that song. It was called All Over the World, and it was from their EP Christmas, which is actually a pretty good song. Not all the songs on it are Christmassy, but there's a Coldplay cover on there. Anyway, it's a pretty good EP. So Pet Shop Boys, very good right there with All Over the World. Okay, up next, two songs from a compilation called Holly Ivy and Mistletoons. It's a compilation from a label out in California, and we're going to hear a couple of great songs by a couple of great California bands. First, Apple Orchard is going to do the song One Christmas Catalog. Pretty lo-fi, but also very catchy. And then we're going to hear Shattered Pearls with their song Christmas Is All Around. Very good songs right here from a great compilation, which, like many of these label holiday samplers, it's a free download. You can download the whole album for free. It's got some great songs on it. In addition to these two that I'm playing, it's actually pretty good stuff. And it's a lot of bands that you might or might not have heard before because they're, you know, not as mainstream as some other stuff. So, you know, Apple Orchard and Scattered Pearls, great examples of that. Awesome bands that maybe you haven't heard before. So check it out. Apple Orchard and Scattered Pearls, One Christmas Catalog, followed by Christmas Is All Around. Right now, on this Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I wasn't there. It was yesterday. Statues have their fun. People have their day. History comes and goes. It's time for us to play. There's a turkey in the wings. He doesn't dance and he can't sing. One Christmas catalog, too many. One Christmas catalog, for you. Every plane can fly, ships are to the sea. Baby, you and I, we are you and me. All the nuts and bolts through the mist of time. Even at this point, really quite sublime. There's a turkey in the wings. He doesn't dance and he can't sing. One Christmas catalog, too many. One Christmas catalog, for you. Day turns into night. Till we squeeze the pips. Let's just leave the light. And outside it's cool.
feels fresh and bright. Why not you take my arm? Let's get out of sight. There's a turkey in the wings. He doesn't dance and he can't sing. One Christmas had to rock too many. One Christmas had to rock for you.
Always more, 'cause it's doubling. through the crowded street. Rows and rows of moving feet. Santa's down our local store. Carol singers at the door. Stockings hanging on the wall. I'm waiting for the snow to fall. And we don't have to go to school. It's over, it's over, it's over. Because it's Christmas time again. You know it's Christmas time again. I was slipping in the snow. Only one more day to go. Had myself a nasty fall. Landed up in hospital. Only shed a tiny tear. Now it seems it's very clear. Christmas won't be fun this year. It's over, it's over, it's over. Because it's Christmas time again. You know it's Christmas time again. Day. All my friends had gone away. The thing that really made me sad was thinking of me mom and dad. Presents round the Christmas tree, but not a single one for me. The nurse said,
here's your family.
It's over, it's over, it's over. Because it's
Alright, so the last two songs you heard were both from a compilation called Nevermind Christmas, Here's the Bollocks. And it's a collection of punk bands from the 80s doing Christmas songs. And you've never heard any of them before. They're not hits. And yet, they're quite catchy, many of them. Like that first one, that was the band The Business doing the song Step Into Christmas, a cover of Elton John. And pretty good stuff right there. I really enjoyed that song. I like it more than the original. I'll say that much for it. And then we heard the band Bad Manners. They're kind of more of a ska band, but they were still nonetheless kind of punk enough to be on the compilation. They did the song Christmas Time Again just there. So pretty good stuff and a funny compilation. And if you're like me and you just collect Christmas music and you just have like hundreds of hours, you know, like so much Christmas music, it's ridiculous, then why not add a collection of 80s punk Christmas songs, especially ones that are actually that good. These aren't like cruddy, you know, they're actually pretty good songs, as you can tell by those two. Okay, finishing up this all Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head, we're going to hear Hello Darlin', also from London. This is the song Wannadies Christmas from their Merry Christmas from Hello Darlin' EP, which came out last year, just out of time for me to put it on the show. So anyway, it's like very folky and quiet and acoustic, and this is how everything on the EP sounds, but it's all really good as well. So here it is, Hello Darlin' with Wannadies Christmas, finishing up this all Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Sweet dreams, baby, is how I start my mornings here. I daydream about you while you're fast asleep. It's gonna be December when I see you again. Christmas. Christmas never felt so far away. Oh no.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Lucian Linus by the Asylum Street Spankers, Skating by Vince Guaraldi from the Charlie Brown Christmas, Deck the Halls by the Klezmonauts. It's an Oi to the World album. It's hilarious. It's klezmer versions of Christmas songs. You can't do better than that. Right now I'm talking over Buttermilk Daydream's version of Sleigh Ride. I always love the song Sleigh Ride, one of my favorites, so every version of it's good in my mind. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, post comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com, or become a fan on Facebook where you can interact with the show there, and everyone else can read it too, because who isn't on Facebook at this point? We all are. Or, best of all, just tune in again on December 12th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head. Oh.